we left off yesterday in a discussion of the heter, which is known in the Pasuk as Miyad Lepeh. And the source for that particular heter is a Mishnah Brura at the very, very end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. Let's go back there. We end something. Okay, please. And that's what we left off yesterday. Shin Chaf Aleph for both sides. Very, very end. The last one. Pay dollars. So the Mishnah Brura writes, "Av miyad lepeh shari litein, ve'efshar af la'osa suda shari." This is the Mishnah Brura quoted from the Prima Gaudin, and he discusses canal. And Siman Shin Yutes Siv Tezayin and Kota Prima Godim Lovin Rayoso. What happened over there? And then the Tzadi Tes says Yashar Binyanachim Lavi Kibor Psalos Miyoch. These are the sources which are here. Let's go back to Shin Yutes and see what it's all about. So Shin Yutes Tezayin, that he quotes, is a famous din. It's a big machlokas how to interpret the din. Mayim Sheyesh Bem Toloyim Mutal Lishtosan Ayde Mapa B'Shabbos. The question is, which way does this prove? Does it prove the kula or does it prove the chumra? Prima Gaudin proves the kula. If you look at the Bi'ur Halacha back in Siv Dalet, mamash the other way around. Take a look. This is a Rabosai, Siv Dalet HaBorer, page 280 in our print. Okay. Binosi b'svarim, he says, starting in the middle. Well, let's take a look at the stuff from the top. The first wide line. Everyone say, look inside the first wide line on page 280. Habor psos. Zeloshon Rambam. Hanu afilu liyalta. The iliach hazman afilu ochum esop psos l'tzchay. Space yosh. Yesh estabit. Im shem borer munach davka kshaborer mikonim amecha necha liyalta. Emphasize that. He's holding it in his hand. And he says, I looked in the Sfarim. What did I find? The Ramban says, famous Ramban, Pirush, Misvara, Ein derech Brer Bekach, Toma Chatzi Shir. And if she'ochel u'motza psolus b'chaticha, she'ochel u'mafish psolus mitoch ochel hu, she'mutter. Okay? It's permissible. Before Shiramban, when Shiramban knocked on the mills of the Pshita, the Zel Lav Derech Brera. Okay? Het the Gamma. Rav Yosef argues for a different reason. And the Ritva quotes the same thing. Now, comes the Chazanish, and the new Pshat. Chazanish of Pshat in the Ramban is not the way the Mishnah Brura learned Pshat, that he had it in his hand, and he took out the pits, took out the bones. No, that would be awesome. What's he talking about? He took it out of his mouth. It was in his mouth, and he took it out. Now, that's not a simple pshat in the words of the Ramban, but the Chazon Ish said so. So we try to disprove his pshat by calling the Ritva. Remember, the Bi'ur Halacha himself says the Ritva is the same as the Ramban. And in the Ritva, it's clear they're referring to a situation where he's even using a kli. Now, if he's using a kli, obviously the kli's not in his mouth. That no one ever dreamt that. It comes out that from that Ritva, you see that it's even permissible in a situation in which, Rabosai, it is in your hand and not in your mouth. I was once an ad about M&M, so melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Still haven't been an ad when I was growing up. Okay, so you understand? The Chazon Ish said, take it out of your mouth, not in your hand. But this, when the Ritva's Mukhra, no, it's in the hand. Even possibly with a kli. Okay, so that's fine. Now, if I cared, Divya Rosh B'Tshuva, had to give a shulchan from coming to Tazayim, you saw it, holds the other way around, the Chumrah. Why? Lo hiter sham b'mayim sheish b'em toloyim l'san in the top piv a'idei mapo rak mitam d'mashem ake b'shas shtiyas apsoles shlo yikon in the top piv ein ze me'ein melocho mutter rotzoloma lo shach shem brera b'mashem ake a'idei piv with lo komas down to b'shas shtiyas gufa and Shag Borer. So the Mefarshim is Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're talking over here, he's using a kli, he's using a mapa. That's why the Rosh felt compelled to say that's B'shas Shtiya is the cooler because he's using his mouth and not using Stam Kacha, a kli. But if you're using a hand, not a kli, would be mut even if it's in your hand. To take the bones with your hand or the pits with your hand out of the fish or the melon, that should be both even according to Chidas HaRosh. Klar. Comes out, it seems that the Pashtus, that the Ramban means what the Ritva said, the Pashtus, not what the Chazon Ish said, and the Rosh didn't argue. It seems to me it should be Het HaGamah. I'll tell you a story. There's a beautiful sefer written by a Mechaber Talmud Chacham Gadol who lives right over here in the Heights, named Rabbi Posen. It's called Chizuk LeBeis Yaakov. It was a sefer written, I think it's in Hebrew and in English perhaps, Hilchos Shabbos, a beautiful sefer. And in that sefer, he quotes his opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. So, and he sent it to Eretz Yisrael. So when it got to Bnei Brak, they wouldn't use it. Why not? Because the Chazon Ish is Machmor in the Shalem. Bnei Brak was his town. So I quipped the book was banned in Bnei Brak. Okay. I think it's a beautiful saying. It shouldn't be banned at all. According to we're saying now, Chazon Ish's Pshat is not correct in the words of the Ramban. The Ramban is medical, as the Ritva seems to prove. The Rosh is not a Machmor. And this is if you think there's only someone from some more traditional or safer wouldn't say such a thing. There's a safer called the Eben Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, who was the Bezn of the Badatz Eid HaCharedes Yerushalayim. He said exactly the same thing. And I found the quote in the footnotes of the Chiddush Yeran, the real Ran, the beautiful footnotes. They quote this from Diane Fisher. He was Makel in Charlotte, more or less saying the same thing we said. And therefore, I thought there's a lot of room to be Makel again, while it's in your hand. That's what we're talking about. While it's in your hand. It didn't say it's on the plate. See, he's talking about it's in your hand. If it's on the plate, I'm not saying it's usur, that maybe, according to Prima Gunn, maybe it's mutter. But that it's hard for me to take a chrayas for that. But if it's in your hand, that's what he's talking about. Remember the lashon? What did he say? Be'ez achil gufa she'oches biyado. I know it's a little bit more difficult that way, because you want to take the bones out of the fish, so most you want to do it while it's still on the plate. Maybe you can argue, if you hold it in your hand, even though it's on the plate as well, but it's still in your hand. It's in your hand while it's on the plate. If you put your hand on it, or under it, or on the side of it, and it's still in your hand, but if your hand is not on it at all, you're just taking things out. When it's not on your hand at all, that I don't know. It's not the same level of kula as the real lacha speaking about over here, or as the Ramban is speaking about. So I can't give a guarantee on that, although there are bekilim as well. Look, you may recall in Shin Chaf Aleph in the Prima Gana that we just started the shiur with today, he goes even further than that. If you recall, he says, Miyad lepeh shor liten, ve'efshad the osa suda shor. That's the whole Suda. That's because of Yeshua Yanacha, perhaps. That's one of the questions that applies to these two cases. Rabosai, there are two cases that the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about in this context. One of them is, we mentioned them both just in passing. One of them is bones from fish, and one of them is pits from melons. They're two similar cases, but they're not exactly identical with one another. Not exactly identical. Now the idea of having, putting it into your mouth, you know, just we'll call it bite size, being more of a cooler than the alter, as we defined it during that meal, already comes from the Hagos Mordechai in the seventh parak. Take a look, I'm about to say Hagos Mordechai in parak Shvi. He writes as follows. We read it to us before this week. Pirish Ravan, from page Mem Beis in our print. Pirish Ravan, Livro Lanech Kimlo Piv, Hulachnis in the Piv. So the other only bite size. Inami, Livro Kedei Sudaso, Lahaskal of the Gemara, Achabiroso. Avalech Lachasho, Nasakimolo. So some said Shom in 60 minutes. We didn't think so, but this is where it comes from, the word Shom. We thought it meant less than that. Maybe it means a half an hour, some of it. Maybe it means just before you start the meal. Maybe it's just only during the meal, which one pshat in the Yerushalmi, which we thought was not necessarily a pshat. Just review it briefly. But before you get to the Inami, no, bite size. Doesn't say has to be in your hand. We said before, it's more of a tzad l'hakol. If it's just going to go into your mouth in bite size, even though it's not in your hand yet, that would be based on this part of the Ravan before it gets to the Inam. Okay? Fine. There's a discussion of Sugas Lashon of the Gemara that Bora V'Ochel Boru Meiniach. I'm not going to go into the whole Sugas Hashas right now. Fine. So let's analyze now some of these small details. There's a Me'iri. He says, Nire Kenosan the Pivu Kibis Asik Bachil. This is always considered to be, that's Mamish Derech Achil. Much. So if it's within an hour, or the meal is taking an hour, so we pass like the rachetz mutter, because it's considered, that's also called derech achila. But if it's mamish derech achila, going right into your mouth, even if it's psalms b'toch ochel, might also be considered to be in the category of derech achila, be permissible for that reason. Okay, that's the shout, that's the posh of shout over here. It's not a new heter, it's a heter of derech achila. Although psalms don't always usually not derech achila, it's miyad lepeh, or it's in your hand literally, or if it's kumlo piv, it's considered to be a derech achila. Whereas if it's just for the meshech asuda, presumably we have no heter to be made, except for the prima gana, which talks about iyavshe binyanacha. What that means exactly, we'll try to talk about it in a minute. But this is the discussion of this particular question. So now take a look and see a little bit further on this point. A little bit further. Now, what about the discussion over here? Is in the Mishnah Berurah that we just saw a minute ago in the end of Shin Chaf Aleph? What's the case? Ployman, plums. Okay. What about watermelon? Watermelon. Watermelon is more chomer than plums and more kal than plums. Forgive me for being so detailed, but it's important to understand it. Why is watermelon more chamer than plums? Based on yesterday's shiur. Because watermelon, the pits are all over the place. It's an honest to goodness tarumis. It's a whole piece of watermelon with pits all over the place. As opposed to a plum, where there's one pit. It's arguable, just as we thought that peels were not really tarumis, so too, that it's not considered to be a tarumis. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, a watermelon is more kal. Because when it comes to watermelon, we can certainly say, it's impossible to hold on to the pits and put away the watermelon. It doesn't work. As opposed to a plum, chazanish is machmir, just no, hold on to the pit, you know, and pull the fruit away from the pit, not the other way around. Fine. Now it's interesting, Rabbi said, this distinction that we spoke about, that watermelon may be more chamer than the plum is implicit in the Mishnah Berurah, because in the case of a single pit in a plum, he seems to be making straight out. It's in the Shin Chaf Aleph at the very, very end. However, over here, Dibur Maskel Mitoch, which we spoke about yesterday, He's worried about taking the fish away from the, the bones away from the fish. What does he say? I mean, melamed zchus. Melamed zchus. He wants me melamed zchus. Amad lechabas aleim zchus. And it was a shvach ha-maisis. Why did you say it straight? Why did you say that they, you know, are makel based upon the prima garden they just quoted in Shin Chaf Aleph? Again, reading it for the third time. What did he say over here? The Yad Lepesh Shari Litein. Ve'ev She'av She'ol Sesud HaShari. So why didn't he mention that? Somebody's not, somebody's not even mentioned that back over there in Simon Shin Yutes. So, and what did he base himself on in Shin Yutes? The Yam Shel Shlomo. If you saw yesterday, let's see it again. What did Yam Shel Shlomo say? Rebbe says it's worth reviewing. What's Yam Shel Shlomo? Look carefully inside. It's over here. Magen Avraham Tav Kuf Yud quotes the same Yam. The line begins, Shel Shlomo, losing the botnim, shenishtabru, vadayinem mikli posam, afdinin borim min echad hu, vein shem solos olof, ubeizinin shemitakan ochel tov ha-shomer, tikun ochel v'yamahu, vein shem olof olof akan l'shon. And Magen Avraham only argues, v'yachazman, based upon his pshat in the Yerushalmi, which we thought was not necessarily pshat, but he's more the altar, etc., etc. That's it. Why didn't he quote the Prima Gadim? Why didn't he quote the Prima Gadim? It's a good question. So maybe one of two reasons. Either because it's Taruvus Gemura, or because maybe it's considered Efshel Rinyan Acher, because they would more likely hold on to the bones and pull the fish away. Rebbe also said, depends on what kind of bones they are. If it's little bones, you can't do that. If you have a big bone, which has many little bones attached to it, you can hold on to that and pull the fish away. For one of those two reasons, he's more machmer over here, it seems, when it comes to the bones and the fish, than he is with respect to the pit and the plum. Again, either because it's Taruvus Gemura, which would make it us when it comes to the watermelon, as well, or because the fish, you can hold onto the bone and pull the fish away, which would not apply to watermelon. You can't hold onto those little pits and pull the watermelon away. It's just an impossibility. Okay, so these are the considerations which we have over here in this discussion. Fine. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the machlokas between the Ariya Bolafia and the Marit Salom. And where it comes from, the Birkei Yosef. Okay, if you look carefully in the source, the Maria Balafia is Mekil, based upon the Rosh. The very Rosh that the Maritatz is Machmer, as is the Bialocha, he quotes the Chumra. He quotes the Kula. Because that's a Kli. Exactly what we said, what Rabbi Yisroel Yaakov Fischer said, implies in his Eben Yisroel. Goes back right to if you look in the source, it's Maria Bolafia. Right? Fine. In any event, Rabosai, we don't find anybody to argue in this Ramban. At least as long as it's in your hand, it should be more. Adka. Rabosai, we're going to talk about two very practical cases, both have to do with water. One is filtering water. Is filtering water on Shabbos permissible, or is it prohibited? Is there a problem with filtering water? Serious question. So to find the answer to these questions, you have to look in some interesting sources. The Gemara is not Kufla Metesim and Beis. Take a look. Kufla Metesim and Beis. We've been here a few times already. The Gemara speaks about somebody filter something, but other people wouldn't filter it. Gemara says as follows: Nos and Adam Yayin Sol Umayim Tzlulu Tocham Meshamez B'Shabbos V'Yena Choshesh. He wants his water should be more pure. Something that so who cares? The Ran says over here: most people will have the water that way without filtering it. You're allowed to filter it in New York City. most people drink the water without filtering it. Should be had the gummer. Now there is a bir halacha shin yutes sif yud. What does it say? Hoel ruin. What does it say? Hoel lishlus balavak. That's what the Rambam says over here on top of page Kufman Beis. So the bir halacha mishu isnis v'yesh lemish tiyachi heichas yesh bo kismin v'chadome. After uba din shi lo kapti klal lamina but ladaito. Well, did they also have a bar? Whoops. For the person who will only drink the filtered water, it's a problem. That's a question of exactly how far we go with this mahalach. So the question is, what's in the water? What's in the water? So there could be shrotzim in the water. In New York City, there could be copepods. So the Orchel Shabbos suggests that the svar that's given by Kisman would not apply to Shrutzen. Why? Because by Kisman we can say, look, it's not called Psolis. If the average person is going to have it with the small little Kisman, we're not going to label it as Psolis. Can't say it by Shrutzen. If there was a sheriff there, you would have a Psolis. Absolutely. But I would say, since we spoke about this last year, we're not chashish for shrotzim, it's up din for whatever reason. So therefore, it should be okay. For example, we're holding out, you know, the sum before Pesach. There's people who will only use filtered water on Pesach. They're afraid of a mashu achamas. So can they filter it on Pesach? Most poskim say, yes, it's a chumar bi'alma. It's not really, you know, if there would be chametz with you, it would be psolis. It's only chumar b'yama. There's some who claim, look, even if it's psolis, the k'samin, the definition of borer is when the psolis is there, it's mekulko. When the pebbles, it's mekulko. It's not roi l'achila. Now you're metaking it. Here, the psolis, even if it exists, you know when you see it, doesn't create a kilkul. There's no tikkun of borer, and it should be permissible. Then it should be permissible to filter water as long as it's mutter up, you didn't have the water beforehand. Up ikir, then if you want to be more machmir, should be mutter no matter what. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, even if there's a chashash midina, the Kaf HaChaim said that there were many Yerushalayim to strain the water on Shabbos. And the Chayonim says, as long as a goyim drink it, there's no problem. Same as Kisman, even though we have a choshev toloim, as long as the goyim are drinking it, it's okay. It's okay. Why even a mishameres? Why? Because it's not considered to be psolos. Now, why is it not psolos? It has a halachic psolos. Well, there's a ran that suggests that maybe halachic psolos is not called psolos. What's the context? The context is, we'll discuss this with Hashem next week, about milking on Shabbos. Can you milk a goat into, we say, into mash gabor tov ochel, kiyochel, when it comes to milking? Take a look at Bosa here, kuf mem dalet omud beis, cholam adam eis, the tov ochel, tov akadera. So Rabbi Natan says it's no good. Why? On Shabbos, because behemah lo chayzal l'shchita. So it's not a food. So therefore it's considered to be dash. The Ran suggests, on his daf, no, there's nothing wrong with the eis. The eis is delicious. Ah, you can't shecht it on Shabbos. Arya di suru di ravi eles, this expression. The lion of prohibition is somehow crouched on this goat. It's a shchita. But it's not really psolos. So the Chayotim suggests this water is great. The garbage drinking the water, no problem. No, the rabbi said that this water is not kosher. That's an ayah di sur de ravi ele. I already told you last year that I'm not convinced that this is really true. But even someone who is knowing himself the chumra, that doesn't drink the water without filtering, according to this opinion, would be permitted to filter the water on Shabbos. And it's an expression I found in in one of the recent Svarim, that even though it's a machloikas between 2 days here, the Tosis and the Ran, the Shulchan Aruch is not machriya. That's a problem. I think he is machriya, because he only quoted the Kula on Hilchos Yom Tov. So to me, that line of lo machriya is a difficult line. But in any event, whether or not there is a Shashit and Rishonim, which can be retired to our situation. So I think it's mutter to filter the water on Shabbos, even those who are of the view that without the filter you wouldn't be able to drink the water. Okay, which is doubtful, as we spoke about. That's number one case of water. Number two case of water, it's not limited to water, is ice cubes in a pitcher. Very common shaila. What do you do with ice cubes in a pitcher? So here too, the recent Sfarim talk about it. They want to make the following suggestion. Look, you have a big ice cube. A big ice cube is no terovis. Not a terovis. We spoke about flies. Not even terovis, the Bar Hetiv said. So there we had that famous chazanish we spoke about yesterday about the soup which is between the wings of the fly is mixed with the other soup because it's disgusting. But the water on the ice is not disgusting. So the whole story wouldn't apply. On a simple level, a big chunk of ice in a pitcher is not a tarovis at all. What about the little ice chips? So then, that's what I'm saying. If ein hu ma'unyan behem, you would like to have a drink with no ice chips in it, then it's a shaila. And it may depend on the spouse. Maybe if you're pouring, like you're pouring from the top and the ice chips are nowhere near the spout, which keeps them in, it's like we spoke about again in the Gemara over here on that Kuf Lama Testament base. We spoke then about some of Shafu Shikra. So what did it say? The Tzotzis is a problem. When you get close, it's a problem. When it's the little bit is left in the Shemarim. So here too, if the ice chips are floating right next to the spout and the spout is mamish trapping them right there, otherwise they would have gone out, that may be a problem according to certain poskim. However, if the ice chips are far away, they're not being held back by the strainer, the spout, it should be less of a problem. But there are others who say that in most cases it's not going to be a problem. I'm speaking for myself. But you tell me. Suppose they ever say Coca-Cola, they give it to you with a pitcher of Coca-Cola and a little ice chips, right? Who likes the ice chips in the Coca-Cola? Who hates them in the Coca-Cola? Oh, yeah. So for you, the two people who hate it, you really have a serious problem. Because you know, it's ain't a munya ben. It's a serious question. Whether if there's small ice chips, what are you going to do? So you've got to pour it out the side. So the ice chips are going to come in. You're going to hate it. What can you do? I can't help you. But you may wait till it melts. But for the most of us who like it, so we're kind of bored. I want the Coke to come out. I want the ice chips to come out. Ah, the schmack keeps the Coke even cold in my cup. Rise 1 degree. It takes me 20 minutes till I finish drinking the Coca-Cola. Okay, so that's an interesting cheshbon. Okay, so keep this in mind for the Coke drinkers or the juice drinkers or whatever other drink you have in your pitcher. I saw in the Sefer Lamites Melachos, he says that if it's water, it's min echad. It's another cooler. We spoke about Menechad, the Ramon says, this is water and ice is one min. It's another Chiddush, which is not obvious, but that's what he suggests. And again, for those who like the ice chips, and you're pouring, it's not a problem, because you're not trying to borrow. As far as you're concerned, you prefer the ice chips coming. If it happens to trap it, it's not an issue. Okay. I want to finish up, I want to start the other Rinyanit, but a number of other issues to talk about. Number of other issues, Rabosa. Okay. We spoke at length about using a peeler to peel vegetables. We spoke at great length about the various svaras. I'm not going to review them all now. Briefly, we spoke about the question of whether there's any issue whatsoever in peeling. Maybe it should be head to gomer. The Aruch HaShulchan says so. And then Mishnah Berurah, Edom Shulchan Chafav and Barlecha suggests so, based on the Gemara Beit Yud Gimel, Kasi. Why? Why is it not Dosh or Borer? So briefly, we suggest that it's not Dosh because no pressure, and it's not borek, it's no tarovis. The simple reading of the Ramah is taka osir v'siachas ma mutar li'alter. So, what about using a peeler? We spoke about that at length also. The simple level should be permissible. The reason we gave was, and Rav Moshe was quoted in I think the Shabbos kitchen as being moderate. We suggest the pshat was, it's not the kli that's doing the bor, it's kli miyuchad, it's really your hand. And it depends how trained your hand is, that the peeler should work in the proper way. If it doesn't work the proper way, then nothing's in fact going to happen. So that's what we suggested. It should be both even with a peeler. We threw in a whole bunch of other sniffing, which is to recount them briefly. One, you're not doing a perfect job. It's not green and white, it's white and white. Number two, we by a show of hands, the case that we talked about, cucumber is the most important case. It's cucumber, it's carrots. People will, in fact, do eat the peel. Maybe even most people eat the peel nowadays, which is a change from what was reported earlier. And then we spoke about the fact that even if you don't eat the peel, but Tzoraya De'atchak, Na Shavu D'oraisa, they have the Min Echad of the Bar of the Yom Shoshlom we just spoke about. So there are many, many coolers. And the most important cooler is that the those who are machmet to use a peel based on the Egle Tal seem to have forgotten that the Egle Tal is matir if it's one at a time. So Mimokma Shabosa. I'm just giving you a brief synopsis we spoke about in terms of peeled vegetables. Now, but there are two other cases. One is apples and one is nuts. So the apples we spoke about over here in Shin Chof Aleph at the very end. Let's take a look and see what's going on with the apples. Rabosai, open up, please. See what it says about the apples. So the Mogen Avraham is the one who was machmir when he came to apples. And the Prima Gadim is the one who asked the Kash against him. Why is he machmir by tapuchim? The Rabbi Beferish, at the beginning of Peidal, who are then tapuchim. Tapuchim. Tzadi Zayin, the bottom, Mogen Avraham. The Prima Gadim calls it Tzadiyun! The klipos at tapuchim rov olam ochlam also kach melot chak. Tim kein afla niach flach as man. It should be shari. Look at that. Look at that. Peledik akasha. What is the machlokas between these two gedolim? The Melgan Avraham who asses and the Prima Gadim was matis. Says the Shemir Shabbos Lechosa. A machlokas in the mitzvies. On day one, we said we didn't like that. What are we going to do? Okay, it seems to be clear. Amachlokas in the Metzius. What are you going to do? Amachlokas in the Metzius. However, not everyone agrees that's Amachlokas in the Metzius. Not everyone agrees Amachlokas in the Metzius. There's also Amachlokas in Din. Why? But when Rome says, look, there are some people who peel apples. They're mostly in this room. Who peels apples? Raise your hand. Well, Baruch Hashem, we have a little miut who peels apples. Even though Rabosai, most people are not peeling apples, but Ramasin, Prima Gadim is matirit. Ah, what do you do with the Gemar Kuflam and Testament base? Right? It's, we say over it, it's Mishra Sibahachi, Kuf Testament. No! There's Mishna Sibahachi to everyone, or almost everyone. So Mia Che'en HaMatsui. By the show of hands in this room, the percentage of peels apples is a Mia HaMatsui. So what's it then? Prima Gadim is Makhtavit, and the Mogen Avraham asks it. It's a Machlokas and Din. Interestingly, and so the Tosa Shulchan, when he wanted to argue that apples are okay, he says, Ruba de Ruba, eat it that way. Ruba the Ruba, that's it. Here we only saw a Ruba, not a Ruba the Ruba. Kumitza Machlokas and Din. You need a Ruba the Ruba, it's Mogen Avraham, or to have a plain Ruba, which is the Prima Gadim. These are Machlokas and Matzias, or Machlokas and Din, Rabosai. Fine. Now that we saw before by Istinus, there's a problem. So what if you fellows who peel are an Istinus, you would never eat it with a peel? It might still be Mut. Why? By Kismin, if you're an Istinus. So for you it's Psolus. Kisra really is psoas, except that, you know, we it's so small, we don't care about it. When it comes to an apple, Rabosai, it's an ochel. It's min echod. You don't want it. So what? So what? Who cares you didn't want it? Maybe should be moved there anyway, even though you're an istinus. I repeat. When it's a peel and an apple, the peel is labeled as food. It's one min, it's one species with the apple itself. We're not going to label it as psoas just because you don't want it, you're an istinus. So it's moved there anyway. As opposed to kismin, which is intrinsically psoas, it's another min. Just that people don't care about it because it's so small. That would still be a problem for an istinus. Push up shot. Okay. Not everyone agrees to that. But Moshe seems to disagree. Others disagree. It's a whole question about that. Okay. Rabosai, that's as far as apples are concerned. A very serious shot of the apples. Because these things come up in real life. People do eat apples. And many people peel apples. And many people peel apples on Shabbos as well. It's a reality. Which we're not denying. It really is a reality. It's true. It exists. Oh. But now let's turn our attention away from apples and talk about peanuts. Peanuts. What's the halachic status of people who are peeling peanuts on Shabbos? So you say, wait a minute, what's the problem? It's a Mefurasha Mishnah. We saw the Kufman Beis with Beis. You can even peel it with a nutcracker. No problem whatsoever. However, if you look at the Aglei Tal, when he explains this Mishnah, he says, you know why it's mutter? It's mutter because it's the kufcha basement base. It's mutter because not only is it lialter, but it's usually lialter. And he's mechadish, there's a heter of lialter by dosh, if it has two things going for it. What are the two things? Lialter and darko lialter. I told you, there seem to be three different versions within the Aglei Tal. What do you mean? Has to be Dark or even a mere Rabotzi Lialter, has to be Ruba Lialter, or Ruba the Ruba Lialter. I find three different Nuschos. I don't know how to, weigh out those three different Nuschos to let me know. But anyway, that's what he said. The problem is in America today, we did it on the internet, that most of the peanuts are not peeled Lialter. They're peeled way in advance and sold as, you buy a jar of peanuts, a can of peanuts. They're pre-peeled a long time ago. So it comes out, if that's the criterion, so Bismana said, Aglei Tal's heter would not apply. Perhaps we should suggest, although it's going to be a little bit draconian, should be prohibited, in fact, to peel peanuts Bismana said, on the grounds that the heter of Rubo no longer applies. If the Aglei Tal's mouth, even if it's just, we said before, Derech of Kach, that's still okay. It's clear to me how much you do it that way, but it's not completely sure that that's enough, as we spoke about earlier. It's a problem. So this is an issue which we have to talk about a little bit because it's a serious problem, and I don't want to ask for anything about it. If we ask for things, it's no good. We're trying to find leniencies as much as we possibly can. So, there are a number of possibilities. Let's share you some of the lumdus of the more recent Gedolim. Make the following yourself. The case of Dosh, going back to the shiur which we mentioned yesterday, with the Hagos Mordechai, is if you're doing something and they're doing something afterwards. I told you the footnotes and the beautiful little tours. Here, you take the shell off the peanut, and you eat the peanut immediately. Nothing else happens after that. That was the rock we spoke about in the Fine Dal. Moreover, it's arguable that dosh is only if you're using many items at a time. You thresh a whole pile in one shot. That's called dosh. But to peel one peanut at a time would be permissible. Would be permissible. And it's possible, Rabbi Osai, is the answer to the Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. Take a look at Rabbi Osai over here. Kufchav, end of Kufchav Aleph. Watch, the last Bir Aloch. I, Rabbi Kivegas, Hiksha, Mashapirish Rashi, Daf Ayin Dalid, Vilech Shnami Kosesh, Vinisha Bekusha, Rabbi Osai. Why is Kosesh Aser And here it's mutter. Here's daiti, the pashut answer. Gemara referred to kol et biyad, and hasam the kos of mafteshes who be kli chashiva kamo dash. And he doesn't believe the kash came from Rabbi Kiveg. So the achronim ask, what do you mean? If it's also midaraisa be kli shivas midarbonan biyad, perhaps the pshat that he has the var. That kli means you're threshing, or you're, whatever the word how you want to translate the word kosesh, you're separating many at a time. That's what the word kosesh with a kli means. As opposed to using your hand, but you're using one at a time. It's not called dash at all. That would be permit you to use to peel peanuts bisman hazeh. Even bisman hazeh, it's not considered to be any longer kilach hayad, because most of them are sold in that fashion. It would be permissible anyway. It's a very important sad lehokil. This is what I saw in a number of recent svarim, some that we've been using for a while. The Siv Chaim has that. I think the Aruch Shabbos suggests that. Because dash means only many at a time. Similar kind of an idea. We also threw in that, again, the footnote of the Torah. You're not doing anything afterwards. The Gemara Masechta Beit Yud Gimel. And the Aruch Shabbos has a whole amazing pshat that the Gemara compares it to Meiser, and it's a concept called Gemara Malacha. So when it came to wheat, but they would only eat it after the you would then grind it, and you would then knead it, and then you would then bake it. So if you are going to remove certain bran, sisha, to get rid of the peel, it's a gemara malacha, it's considered to be dash, as opposed to barley, Rabosai, they ate it right away. They didn't go through all these. Kasi simply would eat the barley the way it is. So the svara that we had before, there's nothing afterwards that wouldn't be an isur of dash. Perhaps one at a time, you know, isur of dash, as the case may be. Okay, it's a very important leniency to appreciate. Right, we're trying to end up with coolers. Okay, that's fine. Just very, very briefly, two more the coolers, and we'll try to get to the yon of the yom. Rabosai, what is the din of rove psolus? The Tosfos over here, and I dial it off, right? The sugya. In the classic case in the Mishkan, so of course it was rove ochel, the wheat. And a little psolus. What was it? What was the psolus already? The psolus was simply a matter of a few pebbles. What happens if it's rov psolus? What's it in? You must say rov psolus. What's the law? The Tosis over here. Dibur Maskel Borer. Tosis explains. Watch this. He says, Eat psolus ruvala ochel, have you ochel mitok psolus, derech brera, heki shole beshama? Hosted psolus ruvala ochel, have you ochel mitok psolus, derech brera? You normally would take the minute, the small, out of the bin, which is to be time saver. So he wants the Tosis suggesting over here, the word in the sugya, why you have to do ochel mitok psolus is not, Rabos, I repeat, is not, as we said before, because it is derech achila. No. For the Tosfos, if the majority is psolus, so then you are required to take the psolus out. Why? It's a shinui. Because normally you would take the ochel out. So it's a whole new vart over here, Abosai. A whole new vart. A whole new vart. It's nothing to do with derech achila. That's what he says. That if you take a look at Rabosi back here in Rashi, the next third from the last narrow line, Uborech Ominech Lealter, talking about Lech Lealter, She'ein Zed Derech Borin, Uorchim Mitok Psolus, Lo Derech Brerahi. He doesn't focus on it's considered Derech Achila, which is a Pashup Shad Rabbi Elchanan. Need all three. These we show them, but don't require all three. We saw the Rashi Pride didn't require all three, Tosfos didn't require all three. So what is by Barichah? They can't be going with the Rats Pshat. There are different leniencies based upon a kind of a shinui situation. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Potter. Right? Biyad Odom Leboro Klal. Never use the word Rashi, it's called Derech Achila. We use that expression. We use that expression that we're used to it because we follow the Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rabbeinu Chananel is only matir, the combination of all three leniencies. So then we have an expression that if you have all three going for you, then it's considered to be Derech Achila. That's the Mishnah Berurah at the very end of his Akdama. Then it's Derech Achila. Yeah, because we're used to it. We call it the Racha and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. But if you go with the other Rishonim, who don't necessarily subscribe to that Shita, they don't go with this Malach of Derech Achila. It could be three different leniencies, separate, not like Rabbeinu Chananel. And, it's a question of when you apply the leniencies. Wow, you don't need Derech Achila. Look, if psolus mitov ochel is mutter, beruba psolus, but that's not can't be called derechachila. Can't be. Remember those we said before, amat the psolus mitov ochel, if it's even if it's the amat the psolus mitov ochel, if it's lialta. That's be able to spoke by richas about it. The bottom toe souls away, maybe right. Again, it's not called derechachila. So this derechachila, which the Mishnah Berurah has in his introduction, is only according to, I'm not faulting him. It's true according to the Mechaber who follows the Rach and the Rambam. But the other Rishonim had a different interpretation, Rabosa. A different interpretation. So it's a question of how big a shinui has to be, as we said before. Fine. Just wanted to mention that to you. A different Mahalach. And of course, it's based upon the idea, what do you do when it's a Rov Psolus? So let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. He talks about this as well. What do you do? Take a look at the very beginning. Okay? Hine, the first Kriya Lachim. Midlohetik ha-machab ha-shidat ha-toysis ha-sfirlu. T'ochel min ha-psolus u'dak sh'ochel meruba la-psolus. Ho'am psolus meruba darach libra ochel v'chal v'reru. Mashmado sfirlu came. He makes no distinction what the majority is. Avadanat! Because the machab holds like the Rambam and the Rak, it's derech achila. Derech achila is always going to be ochel mito psolus irrespective of what the majority is. The majority is irrelevant because it has to be derech achila. The Rabban has an expression that be'etera tarchinan below be'isura. The word isura that means psolus is called isura. That's the Ramban's mahalach. Okay. That's the Ramban's mahalach. Oh. Fine. The Ramban adds a line and says that if you're taking the achila, you're taking the etera in your hand, we can be maker. If you separate the Easter from it, it's that's Nasa Gebora Laotzer. He keeps cuts with the Gemara's expression of the Fayandal. He makes a big deal out of that expression. Fine? No. As a matter of fact, we mentioned in the Siv Chayalun's Pshat, that last line in Shin Chafal, Iyavshe B'Yanacha. He has the Kasha from a conflicting source. Give a look at Mishnah Berurah just for a second. Shin Chaf, Siv Katan Chaf. Just for a second. I'm trying to finish as soon as I can. Shin Chaf, Siv Katan Chaf in the Mishnah Berurah. So what does he say here? A strange phrase. The last line on page 288. Hard to put the Shah Mashum Shay Derek Bre Rocha Mito Psalis. Mashek ain't Bazeh. Derek Bre Rasu. Why? The EF Shabinacha. Whoa! He was the EF Shabinacha as a reason to be machmir, not to be mekel. Even Ochel Mitov Psolus is going to be awesome. Exactly the opposite svara. That's a problem which bothered the Nesiv Chai. He gives an interesting answer. He says he shouldn't understand that Eiv should be not should be taken in some kind of a literal sense. No, but based upon the Rambam we mentioned a minute ago, it's not the normal way is not to make an otzer from Shum and from Batzel, which is found in Shin Chafav at the end because it gets ruined. You want to preserve it, you don't peel it, you keep it in its peel. That's considered, therefore, Derech Achila, Rabosai. Even so, the chol is considered tikkun machol, not considered to be derech breira. That's what he's saying. And if you remove a klipa to eat the inside, it's not considered derech breira, it's just mitakein the machol. And so in the b'shas achila, so b'kitz and imritz, that is our final point for today. You know what? Let me go to my words. I wanted to talk about Dosh, but you know what? I have a right to postpone that until Monday. Because I was going to start Tzchit on Monday, but Tzchit is told of the Dosh. Everything else has basically been, we had a touch on Dosh a little bit, but Dosh as such, we'll postpone until Monday. We'll open up the Chol Shabbos and start the Hilchos Tanit Esther and Purim, and we'll just remind me to talk about Dosh before I zoom into Tzchit. And Mother, remind me, I have to owe you one piece about Dosh, okay? Good. Abosai, before we have to Purim, Tainus Esther. You want to, do we get a Mishnah Berurah on the screen? Just the bar line here? Just wanna, I brought my own, but I don't know if anyone else brought a Mishnah Berurah, so. But why, do you have any questions? Before I promise to answer any questions on the Tainus Esther of Purim, yes, any questions? Anyone have anything? Nothing? At least? Yeah?
Can you read a Megillah that's written in English to be as you hear?
No.
Because the Mishnah talks about
it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but the short answer is no.
Okay.
Short answer is no. A lot to talk about. That's a short answer.
Okay,
has to be written in Hebrew, and has to be a kosher klaf, etc. Yeah?
I read there was some good,
No, but Pasha Zav is Zecher and Zecher.
But instead, in the Gemara, the person reads it as the...
Sadly, it said Zecher, but the Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying it wasn't Zecher, he said Zecher. And there are those who took the word Zecher as a construct form of Zecher. For example, Vayal Ashano Ke'eshen HaKivsha. What is Eshen? It's a construct form of Ashen. So Zecher... That's a mistake. The Rebbe's mistake in the second paper of Astra. The Rebbe makes a mistake. It's dangerous. You have to shabesh the kevah the all. It's also good in the Astra. Follow someone. So, on that basis, there are those who say it should be zecher. Oh, now I understand the mistake was zecher really means what we call in our language zecher. But someone thought it was a construct form of the word zocher. So there are many people who will read both. They read zecher and they read. No one reads zocher. Never. Chas v'shalom to read zocher. Some read Zecher and some read Zecher. Most shuls that I know, they read both. What happens to your shul? They read both?
Yeah.
And what do? They repeat the word, the phrase, or the whole pasuk? Let's take a show of hands. Two minutes from last year. Who repeats the entire pasuk? Who repeats just the word? Who repeats the phrase? That's it. Only my shul. They say Timcha Zechamal, Timcha Zechamal. No one has that in the shul? Nobody?
I'm not hearing.
Whatever they do. I thought that was when I grew up, everyone thought that way. I guess they have a new chumras, they repeat the whole puzzle. Okay. It takes a little longer, so it happens to be a long puzzle, that last puzzle. But a short episode, maybe there more people have that custom. But if you look at the Keter Aram Tzova, it says Zecher, for those who are Keter minded. I remember that someone gave me an article 20 or something years ago. It was called "Trying to Stop All the Things Which You Repeat." We're going back to the Keter, again the more accurate version. He showed me it said Zecher in the Keter. He asked me if I'm going to change the meaning of the shul. I said no. We're still saying Zecher and Zecher despite what it says in the Keter. The same thing in the Megillah itself. We repeat. Bifneim, Lifneim, Larog, Hashmid, Larog, Vilarog. Everyone knows these are. Anyone in Bakari here? If you're not in Bakari, you repeat those. Everyone repeats those. I'm in the Ketna said, you repeat. But we repeat just the phrase. Lahashmid, Larog, Hashmid, Vilarog, Larog. Ishtomad, Bifneim, Ishtomad, Lifneim. We don't do it the whole pasuk. What? In the beginning, they also do the whole pasuk? In your shuls? Just the phrase? What? Just the word?
I do the whole
pasuk. The whole pasuk over. Chumras? Okay, Chumras. Okay, good. I'm not arguing, but not Marshall. And one guy even did just the word. I said, yeah, I just tried to do the whole phrase off. But okay, whatever it is.
How does that help if you don't do the whole pasuk?
What's wrong? You're using two options, and then one of the options is correct. Oh, that's what I think. Any other questions before I start what I want to say? Yeah?
What's the best time to do the Hasidus
Shekel? That's another good question. There's a meaning of Matzis HaShekel, which is found in the in Hilchos Purim. The question is exactly when should Matzis HaShekel be done in a year such as this. Normally, you give the Matzis HaShekel on Tainus Esther, which is Erev Purim. But in a year such as this, when Purim is on Sunday and Tainus Esther is on Thursday, today, so what happens to the Matzis HaShekel? It's an excellent question. Today. We're not going to wait till Sunday.
Before Mincha, after Mincha.
Yes, before Mincha, after Mincha. I'm not going to worry about that too much. But that is the minhag that is found. Again, the Matzis HaShekel is not a halacha. It's important to know what's a halacha and what's not a halacha. And it's important that you shouldn't think that it's the real shekel, because the real shekel has a shalom. We have hektish. Then you're really, really in trouble. What do you do with hektish b'zman hazeh? But, that is the minute that we have. It's called in Tafresh Tzadi Dalad. Yesham Sheshlitin, Konam Purim, Machtis Men Amad Be'a HaKavua Be'osa Mokom, would be half a dollar in America. Be'osa Zman, Zechel Machtis HaShekel, Shinosin Be'odar, okay, something three. When Be'leil Purim, before Mincha. In other words, it means Erev Purim. V'cheinoa Mechom Adinos Eilim. Okay, that's what it says. You give one, you give three, you give everybody in the family, 20 years or more. Some say a whole different minhag. Says the Mishnah Berura, something about Purim morning, before the Megillah. And now we give it before Mincha. Okay. And what about on a year such as this? I'm not saying it'll be beferish, but I think it's the minigas to give it on time. Says, if you don't, you give it on Purim morning. Who has money on Friday, on Bosei Shabbos, before the Megillah? People are Shabbos. So, not everyone is, but it's many of us. Okay, any other questions? Yeah?
A Megillah that has illustrations on the side, is that possible at all?
Or? No, but that's not L'chadchil. Uh-huh. Not. Illustrations are very nice for art scroll, for the kids to have. That's the bill that I use, actually, when I fail follow with the Chali, an art scroll, youth Megillah. Because it's a lot of pictures, and you want to be able to focus and turn a lot of pages, keep you going, and you shouldn't dribble, shouldn't lose your focus. That's one of my favorite Megillah. There's a lot of pictures, and I just go with my hand and try to keep focused all the
time. But on a cloth Megillah, it's not.
Not a Chachil at all. Any other questions? Yes.
Am I
going
to be using via microphone or live?
Oh, no, no microphones. Absolutely not.
And radio?
No radios. No. Yes, there are those who are makeup. I'm not oblivious to that fact. But halacha l'maisa, why should you take a chance on such a serious mission? Now, you'll say the only way to be heard is on the microphone, because there's so much noise in the shul. And there's some shuls to this day, strictly Orthodox shuls, closed Orthodox, that are using microphones on Purim, because they can't hear otherwise. I can't fault them, because I think Rabbi Moshe has notes a little to be made chazanish, has a certain leniency apparent to me. But it's not at all apparent that that's true. Shlomo Zalman said it's not the voice of the Balkur, it's an electronic version of that voice. It's not so simple. If your shul uses a mic, I go to a different shul. Small shul. Okay, so only 10 people. I brought them. I brought Melch. Right, Melch Rabbi is a. How should I say it? It's a hindrance. You can't have a hindrance without a mitzvah. The Baruch Hashem knows the hindrance Megillah. That's a hinder zip. That's not a mitzvah at all. I would. In my shul, you have a small shul, not so big, You've got a kid come and make noise. So you make all the noise you want. But for a few seconds, you have to stop. And when I put up my hand, you have to stop right away. That's what they do. They listen. Because it's small, it's not so big. Because the shoes have 1,000 people there. How do you control it? 300 kids, how do you control them? They just get out of control. So you gotta have a different system. You put them in a different place or whatever you do. But I don't want to use a microphone. It's very cool. Anything else? Okay, so let's start talking. Let's first discuss Tainus Esther. That's today, before we get into today. Today comes first. We're gonna try going some chronological order. Today is Tainus Esther. What kind of status does Tainus Esther have? What kind of Tainus is it? So the Lashon of the Mechaber, Tofresh Peivav Aleph, Mis'anem Yudgimel Biyadar, Imchal Purim Biyechad B'Shabbos, Makdimen L'Sanos B'Yom Chamishi. That's this year. Where does this fast come from? Where? B'Shabruat Nogu Kol Yisrael L'Sanos. Well, Tainus has to, what's the basis for it? Because on the 13th day of Adar, when they had the big fight with the Goyim, they presumably fasted. That's the Poshup shot. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Others say no. It's a different source for it. And either way, based on the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah from the Rambam, it's a minig bi'alma. Therefore, Tainus Esther is weaker than any other fast. The other fasts are found in Tanakh. Tzom Ravi, Tzom HaChamishi, Shama Shishama Siri, Paskas and Zechariah. They will be different Kabbalah. Yes, Bisman HaZeh, the Paskim say there's no need to fast because it's a Ein Malchus V'Ein Sholem. It's Rotsu Masana, Rotsu Ein Masana. Technically speaking, it's optional. The Rambam Chava says that in Hilchos Tainus, but Bisman HaZeh Nogu to fast Ein Lefot together. Yes, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Tov Kuf Nun, I believe it is. But Tainus Esther is nothing. It's just a minute bi'alma. Garnished. A minute bi'alma. The Rambam writes, Tainus Zuein HaChova. Not even HaChova. See me Mekel. Femu Boros, Omenikos, Chol HaShem V'Sakona. That's true even of the other three minor fasts. Shavasa B'Tamuz and Asar B'Tavis and Tzom Gedalia. Then he adds, Afil Rakove Einayim. I mean, your eye hurts. I mean, your head hurts. Headache. Shemit starim harbe lo yisanu. They shouldn't fast on Tainus Esther. V'yifru achakach. They pay back later. Pay back later. What does it go on? The guy has a headache. So be'etzem he has a chiyuv. Because he can pay it back later. But someone's a pregnant woman or a nursing woman or pturas be'etzem. Therefore, they would not have to make up the fast. That's what the Pashup tried to Mishnah Berurah, even though some disagree. We listen to Mishnah Berurah is right. And he explains why. You have to fast if you have a headache. You have to make up a later day. Shetan is zeh, ein a kavua dafka liyom zeh. He's to fast 3 days in Chodesh Adar, zeh latan shal Esther. Goes from the grub. Not only that, Rabosai, was anyone at a bris today? Does anyone here know anyone who was at a bris today? You do? Text them right now. But ask them if they serve the suda at the bris today. Yeah. Right now. Unless he's in shiur. He's at the bris today. Okay. Text. Why am I going to text? I know the answer in advance. The Ramora told me it's fair. Let me show you the Ramora. I'm so sorry. I'm reading myself. I forgot all about putting you on. I apologize. I just wasn't thinking. Please forgive me. I asked you special to put it, I ignored it. Sorry. Watch this. Look what it says. I read you the Ramah. Ein Chova, Kov Einayim. Okay. Imchal Purim Yom Aleph, Shemesan Yom Helefonov. That's this year. Vechal Bo Gris Mila, Mutu Lechol Alamila. Ulamacha b'yomvav yis'anu ha'ochlim. Pshah. Rabosai, eat today and fast tomorrow. For Shirama. He's texting the guy who wears a bris today. I'm willing to bet you dollars to Dunkin' Donuts that they did not serve Dunkin' Donuts at the Suda today. There was no Suda at all. Not the strand of the Ramah. Okay, when you get an answer back, you let me know. Okay? Why not? Rambam says what he said. It's not kavua. We just saw it. So he says, what's your fast? The 11th? Today's the 11th. The 11th, you fast the 12th. What's the difference? Well, so who argues? Who argues with this, Rambam says? Who argues with this? Not everyone agrees. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Zion. Oh, watch this. Look. Ayin betaz el yirabash al chol kamal gozu. Vidatam, the phrase is critical. The kfi'usa de tanisa hu dafka liyom hey. You didn't just make it anytime you want. No. And you're like this, it's dafka today. V'alken asurim kulam lechol biyom hey. Yasu suda balayla. Ochein. Habale bris v'yatzman. Mutar lechol biyom hey achar amila. Ben Shrich and the Sanus Lamachar. It's said by Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, it says, it was a fast on Tisha B'Av and it's postponed. Let's take a look. Tough cool from the test. He tells us to look. He says to look, we should look. He says to look, we should look. The boss said, look at this. Look here. What it says. Tisha B'Av Shchalios B'Shabbos. Vinitchal Yom Rishon. Bal Bris, which means either the father, the male, or the sandik, Mispal Minchag Beod Yom Godo, the Rochet, Benamashim Taniso, Mishi Yom Tov Shalom, who was basically more than everything. Yom Tov Shalom, they brought the Eitzim, they basically they wouldn't fast in certain fasts. It was Nidche. So here, Rabosai, today, is more Kal. Number one, it's only Tanis Esther. And number two, it's not Nidche, it's Mukdom. So for sure, the father, the Merle, and the Bar Bris can eat today. There's no shadow about that. And they don't have to bake it up tomorrow. Because it's Kfiyus and the Tanis is only today. You with me? So the Rambam says what he says. But the Minig Yisrael is not like the Rambam. No, it didn't answer you. Menachem.
Oh, yeah. He just had a baby, I think, 2 days ago or yesterday. So.
Oh, he himself?
Yeah.
Right. When he answers you, let me know. So Rabbah said the Minig Yisrael is to follow the Taz of Eli Rabbah or Chashulchan passes that way. It's one kavir, so you don't have to make it up the next day. One of my sons was born on Yud Bey's Adar, and his bar mitzvah was a year like this. So when's Yud Bey's? Tomorrow. So we made the Sudas Mitzvah tonight. That was a Thursday night of Sudas Mitzvah. And my son said a drasha. This is how he started the drasha. Drasha began as follows. People in this room fasted today. Hashem, you got through the fast. Now you're having a delicious meal. Suda mitzvah, fleshig suda, delicious. Terrific, fantastic. But I, he said, faced the terrifying prospect of having to fast tomorrow. Why tomorrow? Why? Simple. The fast is really on Shabbos. Except what it's pushed back earlier. Now, let's ask a question. Why is it pushed back earlier so far to Thursday? Why isn't it pushed to Friday? Erev Shabbos and Kovin Tanis Mitchila Mekvod Shabbos. It's Slichas and Tainis. You're not going to get the Troach. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And therefore you should fast on Thursday rather than Friday. And if you didn't know, you kind of have to fast on Friday according to this opinion. Fine. So my son said, look, I was supposed to fast on Shabbos. Couldn't do it, Shabbos. Thursday, Rabbi Osai, even if I fasted, it's no fast. Only by mitzvah, it's a garnish. Yeah.
There's no suda, it's having to
pay. There you go. The text came in. There was no suda despite the Rambam. So I, my son concluded at the end of the whole pilpul that according to Rambam and Achinami, we might have to fast on Friday. But Minhag Yisrael is to follow the Taz. The Kfiyus of the Tanis is only on Thursday. That's it, finish. Shalom. Only Thursday. Only Thursday. So even though he was bounded by mitzvah, whether he fasted or didn't, there will be no Indian him to fast on Friday. That's the bottom line, because we don't follow the Rambam. That was the drush he gave us. Everyone was waiting with bated breath. Are you going to fast tomorrow? I'm not going to fast tomorrow. And the drush said, nope, not going to fast tomorrow. We don't follow the Rambam. And then everyone was happy for him. That's not Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Rabosai, who was at a wedding on Sunday? Because some of the pasuks are my weddings. Sure, they're weddings. Of course, it's weddings. I'm Shepherd Brothers. Yes. I was like, no one else? The group was at a wedding on Sunday? How can it be? Oh. Okay, good. So now there's a chosn kal. By definition, the wedding has to be a chosn kal. That's our definition of marriage. So there's a chosn kal. So, question, are they fasting today? The answer should be no, for the same reason. It's Yantav Shalom. Yantav. The week of Shavuot is Yantav Shalom. Pashtun, like it's like a Moed, Pashtun in my cup, the Yantzi in the Goyim, etc., etc. Okay, now to the following Shavuot. What will happen if you have a Tainus Esther, which is not Nidche? Would the Balei Bris or the Chasen Kala eat or fast? That's a serious shout. That is a serious shout. Take a look over here. We're in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Watch this, Rav Osai. Watch. What did it say? We follow the opinion of the Taz. That I told you before. So we follow the Taz. Very good. Let's take a look over here in this Sharetz here. Watch this. Okay. The Gra is a unique opinion. Only Tisha B'Av, which is Chomer, Sarach Abal Bris Ma'at Nisanos. Have to Minchutan. Avalo B'Shar B'Av Tanesim. Afilu B'Tanesim She'ein Nidchim Gam Kein Ein Sarach Abal Bris V'chein Chosun Nisanos Klal. You hear what's going on according to the Gra? According to the Gra, even if the fast is not a Nidchim, it's not Tisha B'Av itself, you don't have to fast if it's your a Baal Bris or a Chosn Lakal. We don't accept this. We don't accept the Gra. We disagree with the Gra. And the Ritvos is Befeirish against the Gra. Why? Lo Osi Regal the Yachid V'dachi the Dalat Somos Shem Avedos the Rabin. And therefore, if it's a Sogadaya Asar B'Tavis Shemasa B'Tamis, you have to fast the whole day, even if you made a bris that day, or you're a chosn kala. So the Hashem atas ben on your mila ben in chosn ben chupasa. I'll call upon him ben nitchin. If it's delayed, and they are till Sunday, right? Shtol b'dai could be pushed till Shabbos till Sunday, and so too Shavuos b'Tamuz. So a mila and a chosn can be makel. What about Tanis Esther? Watch this. Look what he says. Remember the lush we saw before the Ritva? Lo osi regal the yachid v'dachid v'dal tzomah shem avelus d'rab. Keep the word avelus in mind. Emphasize. Avelus d'rab. Efshin in Tainus Esther in a chova kol kach k'mo shar d'al tzomos yesh l'hokal l'bal bris l'chol afilu eino nitche. As the Gra. Now we're going to rely upon the Gra for us on Tainus Esther. Either Ramo said it, the Gavit Tainus Nidche, because he wanted to include even the other people who are not all the invitees. Alkol ponim achar mincha b'varei lechora yesh lahokel, and he passes that way as well. I had this shalal lochol lemaisa. One of my sons was born on Vav Adar. The bris was on Yud Gimel Adar. Bris is in the morning, and I saw this Mishnah Berurah. I said to myself, why should I rely on the Hanukkah? I'll fast the whole day. What's the difference? It's hard for me to fast. Then I saw Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya Chavadas, you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast. Yotim Shalom. Not allowed to fast. What's the lumbus over here? So he explains because of the Sharetzian, because it's Enochov HaKolkach. I have a different explanation. It's not a fast of Avelus. Avelus to Rabin, that's the problem. My Rebbe asked the following Shiloh. Why is it that if it's Nidche, you can be Mekah? What's the difference Nidche since it's all of a sudden such a Kal Dama Kal? My Rebbe explained as follows. Alum de Shavart. that if the fast day is nitche, the yisode is look, lo'osi, again, the mitzvah, regal the yachid, v'dachil the dalat somash, and avelus the rabbim. In other words, you want to have your own private holiday because you made a bris, you got married. Achutzpah, Klal Yisrael has a day of avelus the rabbim. A red letter calendar day, a day that lives in infamy. The 3rd of Tishrei, the 17th of Tammuz, the 10th of Tevis, the 9th of Av, infamy. You're going to make a private party? Chas v'shalom. What happens though, if it's a different date? It's the 4th of Tishrei, it's the 18th of Tammuz, the 11th, leave out Tevis. It's the 10th of Av. Those days are plain. Those days are meaningless. Most years, those days, you can do whatever you want. So my Rebbe said, true, and if those days fall on Sundays, you have to fast the poil. Because de facto, because you couldn't fast yesterday on Shabbos, the originally designated day, it's not going to be labeled as a Yom Avelus the Rabbi. Yom Avelus is only Gimel Tishrei, Yud Zayin, Tammuz, and Ninth of Av. So the day later, it's on the Yom Avelus the Rabbi forever and ever. Yeah, but it seems you have to fast. So therefore, the Ritva Svara, Lo Asi, Regal the Yachid, the Dachi, Avelus the Rabbi does not apply if the fast is postponed from Shabbos to Sunday. It's not a day of Avelus the Rabbi. It's a plain old day. You have to fast because you couldn't fast on Shabbos. You with me so far? If it's the original day against the grow, you follow the Ritva. Rabosai, Tainus Esther, is it Avelus the Rabbi? What do you say, yes or no? Not at all. The other fast is Azecha the Churban. Various stages of the Churban based on Mikdash. Tainus Esther, not do the Churban. It's a Tainus of Tshuva, Milchama, some say Tainus of Simcha even. Whatever it is, it's not an Avelus to the Tainus. And therefore, Rabosai, therefore, even if it's not a nidche, if you have Yontem Shlok, take effect. Yontem Shlok take effect. Can be chal on it. Not the pshat that we say that a fast day which is nidche is more kal. My Rebbe said, no, it's not more kal at all. It's not more kal. Not at all. Watch this. Watch this. Halacha l'maisa. Watch this. It's going on the case you just saw. That if it's a nidcha, you don't finish the fast if you're a Baal Bris or a Chosn Kav. The Kein b'choli k'tzas u'muberes sh'yesh mechush k'tzas Mutorim lechol, Rabbi Akiva Eger. So a pregnant woman who normally has to fast on Tisha B'Av, not if it's a nidcha. Why not? You see, nidcha is kam. Rabbi Avadia is a kam b'chom. Rabbi Avadia is a kam b'chom. What's Rabbi Avadia's kam b'chom? What's the halacha of a woman who's pregnant or nursing to fast on Shavuos v'Tammuz? Stam kam. What's it then? Who knows? You don't fast. About bris, we just said we passed like the mitzvah, you do fast. So what do you see? That a pregnant woman is more kal than a baal bris. So the Rabbi Avadia kal v'chom. When it comes to Tisha B'Av Nidche, when a baal bris does not fast, kal v'chom, or a pregnant woman is more kal. Maybe they get kal v'chom. They can be kivay. But according to my Rebbe, it's a kavachomer pricha. No, it's not a kavachomer. The olam Tisha B'Av Nidche is more chomer than Shavuos v'Tammuz, not Nidche. And a pregnant woman has to fast on Tisha B'Av Nidche. We said before, as it's leniency with respect to about bris or chasen kala. No! That's because of a special detail. Namely, that day is not the red letter of Avelus day. So the regal, the yachid can be chal on the on the day which is not a Avelus to Rabbim. It's a unique kula. Doesn't indicate that Dincha is more kala in general. So I can't go to Chum, I'm sorry. So pregnant woman, in my opinion, has to fast in Tishma Dincha. Again, unless she can't. Can you imagine me passing the Chum against the Kiveg? Against a Mavaja? Not my style. What can I do? My Rebbe's Torah. So now, what do I do? I wait after Mincha, and I invited the Moyol who didn't come. I invited the Sandin who came to my house. And my wife was the Yoledis. So we had I think it was a Fleish Kasuda. After Mincha, I was afraid to fast. Rabbi says, also to fast. And no one said, I have to fast. Mr. Ruhr said, you're allowed to eat. Can't go wrong. Later I found Rabbi saying, Rabbi Shapasnik is not allowed to eat. Imagine, Rabbi Shapasnik is not allowed to fast. Rabbi Shapasnik is not allowed to eat. What do you do? What's a good Jew to do? So I said, for those after it happened again, I said, look, we follow the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, it's mutar to eat. And if you're chosh for a bad day, you're chayav to eat, you should eat. It happened again. One of my children got married on the ninth day of Adar, and Purim was that week. It was still Shem HaBrachah, so obviously the arithmetic. And it wasn't Nidcheh. So you're like, it was not a Nidcheh. It was error. It was Erev Purim. I told him you can eat Chos and Kal, the same as I ate by my son's bris. We're not Chosh Ramash. A lot of big things going on, Rabbi. You hear like this. I never called the Mechutin to tell him to make sure his kids eat today. They should remind me after Davin. I should call him. Oh boy. You remind me? I mean after the... And we have to stop in 10 minutes. You have to go to that mincha, but not mincha. I mean, Rosh Hashanah shiur. Everyone is urged to attend the shiur of Ha'amareinu Hagoyin Rabbi Chol Rosh Hashanah Shlita, which starts at 12:30 downstairs. We'll end before that. I strongly recommend that you go. And again, on Monday, I told you, Monday from 11 to 12, the two concurrent shiurim. Mine is not here; it's in the old Beis Medrash. Rabbi Shapless is here. I encourage you to go to Rabbi Shapless shiur. He's a Gedolei Hador, I'm a plain Jew, but if you insist to come to one, I won't be upset. But if you all go to Rabbi Shechta, I promise to give you a little bit of a synopsis after we start Shira on Monday. Now, we didn't even get past Tana Sest yet. Next thing is Parsha Zoch. Well, so the Rechaba has a very unusual lashon over here. And our Parshas, Yesh Omrin. So Parsha Zoch or Parsha Paraduma, Chayav and Lekrov and Midoraisa. Oh my goodness. Midoraisa? Where did that come from? What do you mean? Zohar. The big problem to do with Parah is the gross is a mistake of Tosofa. I'm not going to Parah right now. I'm not Shechokma about it. Others. I'm not going to that right now. Now here's the issue, Rabbi Osai, which happened to me. You're not going to believe this. Four of my sons were bar mitzvah and Parsha Zoch. Hard to believe. Two at the same time, twins. Okay. And two others, Parsha Zoch. Hard to believe. But I already told you, I had one son born on Tes, one son born on Beis. My twins are born on Zion. So therefore, I have these four Parsha Zoch. Way to work out, they're all. None of them laying Parsha Zoch in Shul. Not even one of them. Wouldn't allow it. Why not? Well, yes, why not? Because when it comes to the rises, we don't rely on Chazaka the Rava. Chazaka the Rava, the 13-year-old, he said, maybe Shtei Saras, and therefore he can be voted some of the Darais. You don't rely, so with the rises, we don't rely on it, on the Darabonets. I allow them to get the Aliyah and read Mafter, even though some disagree with that too. Someone at Taina that the Bircha Satora. That the Ola makes for Parsha Zoch is also a deraisa. Whee! It's a pure God, and that's a little too much for me. So without that, the Aliyah. By the way, I once had a Parsha's Parah in my Shulah. I wouldn't let that either. Even though the Gura says it's also. Let someone else say it. Anyway, wouldn't allow it. What about women, Parshas Zoch? By a show of hands, who in your shul has a special reading for women to Parshas Zoch? By everybody. It's a whole tumult. A woman chayiv in Zohar? Let's take a look. Take a look at the Rishon, see what it says. This is Vasa Amalek. This is the one before. She just said, Vilcho Zah Shal Amalek. What does it say over here? Mutaz Al Tzibur. Okay, no, the one before that. Sorry. It's three in a row. Stavino Lizkom Hashem Shal Amalek. Says the Heligach Schefer Achinuch. No heges mitzvah zu b'chol mokom v'chol zman b'zuchorim ki lehem lasos ha-melchama v'nikmas oyev. Lo l'noshim. Pshhh. Lo l'noshim. There's no mitzvah of schiris ha-melchama v'noshim. Okay, where are the links? Links. There you go. Only one link. Menchas Chinuch. Watch this. Lo the nashim, who says? Hakol yotz from the mechama fil kala mechuposa. Before she my mishnah sota, quoting the Rambam. And besides, aside from that very shverivar, even if they pulled it from mechama, they should be still tzarachin. He passes women from zman mitzvazu. He thinks that everyone is chay, men and women. That's the real basis for women coming to shul pashas. But not the chinuch patnasim. The mechasim is mechayim. What is the problem? Problem is, Rabbi Osai, seems to be a chiddush nifla v'noira in a rush. The rush is in. What happened? Rush. Books. I think it's the seventh paragraph, if I'm not mistaken. Well, I press both. That's my bad eyes, so. I missed it. The rush says somewhere, we'll have to find it a little bit later. The Rush discusses the question of the Gemara of Masechta Brachos, which talks about freeing a slave. Freeing a slave for the purpose of making a minyan. Okay? There's a discussion of whether, under what circumstances you're allowed to do so, because after all, you're not permitted to free slaves. The Olam Behem Tavodu. So how can you free a slave? Where is it? Can't find it. Can't look it up. Well, the Rush permits you to free a slave for certain mitzvahs. And the question is, what mitzvahs? What mitzvahs? Let's take a look. Where is the Rush? Couldn't find it because I was right the first time. It's the Alpha. I stopped too soon. Very end. Here we go. Came to is free the slave. He wants to know why. Lo mistaber li the Maya be asura daraisa. What's the example he gives? Galikus Pasha Zachar Shuman HaTorah. Whoa. Whoa. The Rosh seems to be saying, you need a minion. A minion? The Raisa. Rabbi Osai, in many shuls, they read Zachar for women, but there are no men in the room. So what do they accomplish? They're trying to accommodate the women by reading a special Pasha Zachar Leining. There aren't 10 men in the room. According to this rush, they weren't any yotzei d'oraisa. That's my kasha. So my answer is as follows. So this is a sharp answer. The Minchasinah has a chakira. Does zechira depend upon melchama? Yes or no? What did he say? If yes, women might be pturis. Aye, it says kala mechuposa. Yeah, the kala mechuposa goes out to cook. Or she goes home to her mother because her husband went to the war. So look at the Mepharshim on the side and himself. So, if Rabosai Parshas Zohar has nothing to do with Melchama, so even though the men, women are partner from Melchama, the Chayim is here anyway. Fine. Now, Rabosai, what's Pshat in this rush? Why should you require 10 people with a Raisa? Parshas Zohar, explain that. I give you one explanation. I think it's the only explanation that's possible. It's a mitzvah, we said before, the tzibur. Melchama is mitzvah on the tzibur. 10 men! That's a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. So here I'm going to follow Svar. If Parsha Zachar relates to the Mechemes mitzvah of Zachar, Mamalek, then you can require 10 men with Daraisa. It's a microcosm of Klal Yisrael, Chomas HaTzibur, as we saw in the Chinuch. However, if Parsha Zachar is a separate and distinct chiyuv, had nothing to do whatsoever with what? With Melchamas Amalek? Then you would require a minion. I have a Mamanashach on both sides. It's a Mamanashach. If you'll tell me that Parsha Zachar relates to Melchama, women should be potter completely. Elamai will tell me that Parsha Zachar has nothing to do with Melchama, as the Chinuch suggested, Minchas Siman suggested. Then women are chayav, okay? Then you don't require a minion. Because that's not a chovas hatzibur. It's nothing to do with Melchama. So Mamanashach, a woman can hear the Parsha Zachar without a minion. That's the cheshbon that I had many years ago. I think it's an oiskal, the cheshbon that will explain this halach. Okay, so we spoke about so far Titus Esther, Parsha Zachar. He didn't say a word about Purim. A little bit, we said, a little bit, but not that much. Let's just say one thing, because I mentioned it a little bit yesterday, I'll say it again, that I passed around a letter yesterday about drinking in Purim. So there's a mitzchiv of Mishnah and a chiv of Simcha. And the Ramah talks about that as well. So I'm sure I read it to you yesterday, but you didn't see it. Osios machinos. Hilchos Purim. Look what it says. Some say Adel Yoda. Yesh Om Dein Tzol Ishtakel Kol Kach. Al Yish Tiyosim Milimudo. V'yishan. U'mitoch. Sheyoshin Eino Yoda Ben Oral Hamel Baruch Mordechai. That's what you should do. You should repass that way. Suras Purim Shasa Balayla Layotza. Kong Kabalayla Yismach V'yar Bektsas V'suda. Okay. Nor as the Suras Purim Acha Mincha. Okay. Rov Asuda Tzvichlas Beyom. But it should extend into the night. So how do you reconcile these two? Here is the Rov Asuda Tzvichlas Beyom. What does it say? I'm curious. Rov Asudas Bayom. Doesn't say. We'll be back. I'm sorry. But the minority be Balayla. But when are you falling asleep? They're not supposed to fall asleep. You fall asleep at night? That's crazy. It's allowed to be Pashkas on Purim. Not multi Purim. So I told you, it seemed to me the best way to handle it is to have two different cups. A cup in the morning, as soon as you come home from shul, and you go to sleep, fall asleep for a second, that's the chiyuv of Mishneh, Ad LaYada. And then later on, in the Sudas Purim, you should have Lechem and Bosa V'yayin to fulfill the chiyuv of Simcha. So you have a cup of Mishneh, the chiyuv of Simcha. That's the way I think you should do it. Final point, Rabbi Osai, is that everyone should try very hard to focus on every single word of Kriyas HaMegillah. In my opinion, I can't explain to you right now why, even if a person loses his focus, as long as his ear hears everything, he doesn't fall asleep, mamish, it's okay. It's all about misnamnen, sugim misnamnen. If you hear any misnamnen, you're not loyotza. So make sure, this year it's a little bit easier. It's not to Shabbos. Don't say anything, it's a Shabbos HaChon if you say anything. But ever take a nice long nap, Shabbos, without saying why, you should be wide awake for the Kriyas HaMegillah on Motzei Shabbos. I hope to see you all Motzei Shabbos. The Chagiga is called for 9:30. I don't think I'll be here at 9:30. They said that by 10:30 the Rebbe should all be here because the Shpiel is at 11:30. I hope to be here by 10:30. I hope you could all be here around that time. So we'll try to have a little bit of a rikudim. I can't promise when I'll exactly arrive, but I hope to be able to dance with you on Purim. Everyone's invited to my house on Purim during the day. I guess I get up for my nap. I'll be till 10:30 in the morning, because I first got 8:30 in my shul. And I guess till 4 I should be home. That's what I meant.